The Children's March. Some of the children who marched with Mary Harris Jones from Pennsylvania to New York City were only 10 years old. Most were no more than 12 or 13. They carried knapsacks on their backs. Each knapsack contained a metal cup and plate, knife and fork, and other things for daily use. One of the children had a drum. Another had a fife. Those two made up the children's band. Were these children campers on a trip? That is what we would be likely to think today, but the facts about this march are very different. It took place in 1903, a time when our country had no strong laws against child labor. The children who formed Mary Jones's army were little workers. They worked in mills and textile factories. They helped to make cloth, pack clothing, and tend machines. The work could be dangerous, especially when small children grew tired and careless. Many did grow tired. They had to awake before dawn to get to work in the early morning. They worked for as long as 10 or 12 hours a day. It was no wonder that some of them had broken or missing fingers from work accidents. All the children called Mary Jones mother. So did their parents. Mary Jones was a labor union organizer. She had begun her work years after she lost her husband, an iron worker, and her 4 children. They all died in a fever epidemic. Those terrible losses made Mary Jones feel that she should spend her life helping other workers and their families lead healthier, happier lives. She believed that the way to do this was to organize workers into groups. She was convinced that a group, or union, could do for its members what individuals could not do for themselves. A group, for example, could force the passing of new laws. The children who marched with Mother Jones were free to take this trip because they and their parents were on strike. They had all left their mill jobs in protest against low pay and bad conditions. The march began in the spring, and the children sometimes camped out along the way. But Mother Jones and her adult helpers made sure that the children had good food. They arranged for shelter when the weather was bad. People along the route helped. Everywhere that she and her small army went, Mother Jones talked about the need for passing laws to keep little children from working in factories and mills. Everywhere she showed listeners how small these children were for their ages. She explained that they seldom had time to play in the fresh air. They were always so tired that they fell asleep over their books. Mother Jones's march was fun for the children. In New York, they went to the beach at Coney Island. Afterwards, a hotel keeper served them the biggest and best breakfast that they had ever eaten. But the march was more than a holiday. Mother Jones and her children's army helped perform a great service for our country. They helped to bring about better laws against child labor.